Now we come to Psalm 24. And Psalm 24 is the Psalm of the Crown. It's a very wonderful psalm, and I'm going to just hit a high point here. Actually, it is not arranged in our translation probably like it should be. Verses 1 and 2 are a chorus. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they who dwell therein. He hath founded it upon the seas, established it upon the floods. Now, that's a chorus. Then next, you have a solo, and all of this goes together. Now, tradition claims that this psalm was composed when the ark was brought up from Kirjath-Jearim to Mount Zion, and there's where David had set up a tabernacle and then prepared to build the temple in which the ark was placed. Now, it was sung, therefore, thinking an antiphonal way. You have, first of all, a chorus, these first two verses, then a solo, and then you have an answering solo in verse 4 and a chorus in verse 5 and 6. And then when you get to verse 7, why, they enter Zion, and I think that everybody joins in on that last. Must have been wonderful to have heard this, and we have here in this psalm the companions of the king who entered the kingdom, and then the coming of the king to set up his kingdom here upon this earth. That's the way this psalm divides itself. And will you notice very briefly, he says the earth is the Lord's. What a wonderful. Speaks of him again as the creator. This earth belongs to him, friends. It doesn't belong to the Democrats or the Republicans. It doesn't belong to the president, whoever he might be. It doesn't belong to communism. There's so many people today that want to run this earth. But it belongs to God. And he founded it upon the sea, established it upon the flood. And you'll remember back there on the third day that he separated the waters, he gathered the waters together, and the dry land appeared out of the waters, and it had been submerged. It was life out of death. Actually speaks of resurrection. Now you have this wonderful solo. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Who's going to? Well, verse 4. He who hath clean hands, a pure heart, who's not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. May I say that lets me out. I won't be there, friends, but I'm going to be there. You know why? Because I'm going to be there in Christ. He has undertaken to present me before the throne of his presence faultless. What a beautiful picture this is. Now listen to that chorus. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of salvation. This is the generation of them who seek him, who seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Now they entered Jerusalem. I think this is two pictures that you have here. This is a picture when he went back to heaven. This is a picture when he comes to earth again. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. The King of glory shall come in. Well, now, who is he? The world doesn't know him. The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Open up the gates. Let's let him in. He's not in today. This is the world that's rejected him. Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. And he's the King of glory. Selah. Think on that for a little while, friends.